This is a Fox News alert. The congressional balance of power coming down to the wire. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News decision desk projecting Republican J.D. Vance will win the Senate race in Ohio. In fact, a Democrat challenger, Tim Ryan, has conceded. This is a Republican hold. New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan has easily won re-election, dashing Republicans' hopes that Don Bolduc would take the seat away from the Democrats. Pennsylvania's Senate race between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz remains too close to call. The race in Georgia between Democrat incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker is a dead heat, with fewer than 800 votes separating them, with 85% of the votes in. Also, no calls yet in the Senate races in North Carolina, Wisconsin, Arizona, or Nevada, all seen as crucial to determining which power controls the Senate beginning in January. Earlier, Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio defeated Democrat Val Demings to win re-election. Rubio telling supporters,
"I hope the most powerful message that it sends is that no matter how much money you spend, no matter how many press conferences you give about the threat to democracy and all this other garbage, we are never going to abandon common sense."
In the House of Representatives, where all 435 seats are being contested, Republicans have won 161 seats, Democrats 104. 170 races are still to be decided. In some of the closer governor's races, the Fox News Decision Desk projects that New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has defeated Republican challenger Congressman Lee Zeldin. And Michigan's incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer will beat Republican opponent Tudor Dixon. Not close, Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp again defeats challenger Stacey Abrams. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis handily beats former Governor Charlie Crist. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott dispatches a challenge from Democrat Beto O'Rourke. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
No calls yet in the Senate and governor's races in Arizona. A judge rejected a Republican request to keep the polls open later after more than a quarter of the polling places reported equipment problems early in the day. State elections officials in Arizona have said it may take the rest of the week to tabulate the votes. A fatal school shooting Tuesday in Seattle.
Police responding to reports of shots fired at Ingram High School Tuesday morning found a student wounded and provided aid until paramedics took the victim to a hospital.
The student, who was tragically shot, has passed away.
Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell says the epidemic of gun violence in America's schools has to stop.
Students can't learn or develop or grow to be the best versions of themselves when they have to fear for their life.
Police arrested a suspect hours after the shooting. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The state of Texas is scheduled to execute convicted killer Tracy Beatty on Wednesday for strangling and beating his mother to death in 2004. The state appeals court has denied Beatty's request for a stay of execution, rejecting his claim of juror misconduct in his trial. A noted Southern rocker has died.
Jeff Cook, the guitarist and vocalist who founded the country band Alabama, has died at the age of 73. Cook passed away at his home in Destin, Florida, with his family by his side. Cook has been battling Parkinson's disease for a decade. He went public with his diagnosis in 2017. At that time, the band said they would pull back from touring, but they would keep a microphone open on stage for him. The band began in the late 70s after relocating to South Carolina. They changed their name to the Alabama Band and eventually to Alabama before signing with RCA by the mid-80s. There was no bigger country music band in the country. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.